It's time to break the news that a new band has been added to the big reunion bill.
Plan is to bring in another band last sort of minute. Yeah. Blue.
But for some, the idea goes down like a lead blue loon.
I feel like we've blood, sweat and tears through this whole thing, basically. And to get a band who actually are not even reuniting, they've been together for 2 years and put them in at the end of it all, I don't actually get it.
With this, it's just people who just stood there going, why? Who's going to come back next? I'm shaking Stevens up, jumping in it.
I'm a bit miffed as to what the crack is.
It does feel a little bit like they've been able to kind of just waltz in when everything's more or less done and just... Not that they're, like, jumping on the back of it exactly, but kind of like that.
And now the rest of the acts are about to meet the new boys. It's not the most welcoming reception.
It's been hell to get here. Yeah, it's been blood, sweat and tears to get here. So it's all been a bit funny.
Del, she come straight up and made a point of letting us know that she wasn't too excited about us being here.
The fact that we were being added to the bill didn't go down too well with certain people.
How do you feel about completely trampling over all of us?
That was stupid.
Should be really bad.
No, bastards.
Just concentrate on yourselves. Don't worry about us. We're all right. We're cool.
Crashing our gig, are you?
Liz from Atomic Kitten isn't particularly thrilled by the arrival of ex-fiancé Lee.
I was like, hey, you know, hello everyone, how you doing? She just went really weird with me. And I just saw her kind of dodging me whichever way I went. And I kind of grabbed her and I went, hey, darling, you're right. And she was just, like, edging away from me. I don't know why that is the case, unless she's still got feelings for me.
I'd hate for people to see it as a competition. We're not there to compete with anyone. We're there just to add a little bit of spice to what's already going on. My thing is, you don't really want to go on after us.
Do it to me right now. Do it to me right now. I don't know the words, I don't know this one.
It's three more. Listen.
Great.
No.
Oh, fuck off.
I think with me and the girls, yeah, we're all really straight and say it as it is.
In the early years, Blue broke dozens of records and sold millions of their best-selling singles. But with that success comes controversy and bankruptcy. Today I'm going to be discussing where Blue came from, what happened, and what's going to happen to them now. And as I always said, before looking forward, we have to look back.
Take it back to 1999. Lee Riot and Anthony Constant met at ages 15 and 17 respectively. When auditioning for This Morning with Simon Cowell for a boy band, putting the group together. Even though Lee made it to the band as 21-year-old Will Young, who would go on to win the first series of Pop Idol in 2002, although Anthony was not chosen. However, the boy band Lee was supposed to be a member in did not take off. But Anthony and Lee remained friends, following their meeting. In the year 2000, Anthony, another one of his friends Duncan, would decide to form their own group, and was later soon joined by Lee. Their manager, Daniel Gladman, said, Duncan came to see me with his friend, Anthony, who was also in the same position, wanted to be in the music industry, and they told me that they wanted to do something together. When I asked them if they had anyone in mind to work with, they said they had a friend, Lee, whom they wanted to invite to join their band. The three of them came in a couple days later, and I was completely blown away by the incredibly talented stars that stood before me. Ryan, Costa, and James, and Gladman all felt something that was missing, and they went on to position for a fourth member, and was eventually filled by Simon Webb. Legendary Lee Bearshaw of Lee's was set to be the fifth member of the band, but had to pull out due to last minute under a criminal-known circumstances. The recording for their debut album, Follow the New Light, they released All Rise in May 2001, reaching number 4 on the UK singles chart. Their follow-up single, Too Close, which was originally covered by Next, was released in August 2001 and peaked at number one. And following this, they went to New York City to record the music video for If You Come Back. While there, they witnessed the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center. In the following month, Blue will be interviewed by The Sun, and Lee decided to make a comment that would be a very controversial. This New York thing is being blown out of proportion. What about whales? They are ignoring animals that are more important. Animals need saving, and that's more important. The other members tried silencing Lee, but he went off, causing a media backlash that resulted in Blue losing a record deal in the U.S. and campaigns to sack Lee from the group. However, despite the backlash, they received a second number one in November with the ballad. The album All Rise was released in time for Christmas, reaching number one, and eventually selling in excess of 1.3 million copies in the UK. Fly By 2 was released in March 2002, peaking at number six, peaking at number one on the UK Albums Chart, and was so far four times platinum in the UK, spending 63 weeks on the UK's Top 75 Albums Chart. In October 2002, they would come back with One Love, entering a number one on the UK Albums Chart and selling more than 150,000 copies. Three singles were One Love, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, featuring Elton John, and You Make Me Want. The song Supersexual was only issued in parts of South America and Spain in order to promote the band's region. In June 2003, Hugo David Nicholson of the 1930s Scottish band Blue took the group to court, attempting to sue them and their record label EMI for £5 million. The case was a high-profile court case over the rights to use the name Blue. However, after negotiations, the two groups decided to drop the case and were both allowed to continue to be known as Blue and to use the name commercially. The album peaked at number one of the UK Albums Chart, where it stayed for 1 week. On December 20th, 2003, it was certified four times platinum in the UK. In August 2003, the third album, Guilty, reached number one on the UK Albums Chart and selling over 1,000 copies on the week of release. 100,000 copies. Spawning four singles, Guilty, Sun, Feel, Deliver, I'm Yours, featuring Stevie Wonder and Andy Stone, Breathe Easy, and Bubbling. The album ended up selling more than 1 million copies in the UK. The song, The Gift, was released to promote the album in Japan, was being released on November 3rd, 2003, in the United Kingdom, and on the 25th of November in the United States. Debuted at number one on the UK singles chart after its release. Certified 2,000 times platinum in the UK in December 2003. The album was particularly successful in the UK, Europe, Japan, and New Zealand. All four singles were released from the album. Co-written by Gary Barlow was one of the most successful singles of the album. He got number two in the UK. In November 2004, the band released Best of Blue, a compilation of their last hits, Sony singles Current Falls and Get Down on It and Only Words I Know. The album peaked at number two on the UK Albums Chart and was awarded double platinum certification. Following the release of Best of Blue, the group members Simon and Anthony made the decision to release an album compiling a selection of the group's B-sides remixes and previously unreleased material. The album also includes three tracks, The Gift, It's Alright, and Element. It also includes Duncan James' duet single, I Believe My Heart, by the indication of the album booklet. A live version of Loving This Christmas by TV UK was intended to be track 7 on the album. However, it was removed from the track listing for unknown reasons. The album was released in July 2005, becoming available in several European countries as well as Japan, Thailand, and China, but was not released in the UK. tried to find the group announced they were paused to go to IAS to devote themselves to solo careers for some time. In 2009, the band planned to return, but it never happened this time.
In January 29th, 2011, Blue will reunite and also represent the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest of 2011 with their entry, I Can. It coincided with the 10th anniversary of the establishment of the band in 2001 and the one-hour documentary, Eurovision Your Country Needs Blue, which was broadcast in April 2011, celebrating their preparations for the final. It was the third time the group had Eurovision ambitions as group member Lee Ryan wrote and composed Guardian Angel, Andy Scott Lee's song for the 2005 edition of Making Your Mind Up. However, Anthony came second in the 2006 edition of Eurovision with It's a Beautiful Thing. Duncan was a panelist on all episodes of Eurovision Your Country Needs You series in 2009, which Jade Eden won. Jade Ewan. He also announced the UK votes in the Eurovision Song Contest in the 2009 final. Blue became the first UK representative since the Shouts in 1975 to have multiple number one singles in UK chart prior to appearing in Eurovision, and the first since Sonya in 1993 to have had a number one at all before entering the competition. The song I Can premiered on March 11, 2011 on the Graham Norton Show. In the contest, they came in 11th place with 100 points. After the contest, Blue said they were victims of political voting, claiming they would have finished higher and country had voted for the performance rather than their neighbors. It is revealed that the European Broadcasting Union, which runs the competition, released the split televote and jury results. Blue were in 5th place in the televote, with the final result finishing down in 2nd place on the jury vote. Duncan insisted that the result of the Eurovision bid won't affect their UK comeback, adding, "Should the worst happen, we're still going to press ahead with the album. It won't be the last of us. We're all fully committed to this band again." The band revealed during an interview that they have recorded a collaboration with Bruno Mars for their upcoming 4th album. Discussing the record with Digital Spy, "We've been riding with Neo, and I've written at least a couple of songs of my own that will probably make the album. We also been working with Bruno Mars on a song called Black and Blue. He sang his parts over from a demo we recorded a while ago. It's got some hunting notes on the chorus." They also revealed that 3 tracks on the album had been produced by Red One, and that they felt that the material was their best work to date. During February 2012, the band embarked on a small tour across Manila, performing with fellow boy band A1 and Jeff Timmons in 3 special concerts, which included Smart Arena Coliseum on February 25th, 2012, and the Singapore Indoor Stadium on February 28th. The tour was called Boy Band's The Greatest Hits Tour.
On June 22, 2012, the band premiered the new song, Her Lovers, during a concert in China. In an interview shortly, the band claimed that Her Lovers was one of their first tracks they recorded after reuniting, and it was an obvious choice for their comeback single. It received positive reception across Asia, being officially premiered in Germany on October 6, 2012. That was before. Thus, the creators of the film, Schlossmacher, approached the band and asked if the song could be used as the official theme for the film. The track will receive an early release on January 4, 2013, before being released across the world later that year. In promotion of Hurt Levels, the band performed live on Vossia Romani on December 4, 2012, as well as embarking on an acoustic radio tour across 6 cities in Germany. In October 2012, the group confirmed through their Facebook page that the title of the 4th studio album will be Roulette. And just so you know, that Roulette is the N word for Russian Roulette. I just go put it in there. It was also revealed that the album will receive an early release in Germany, being made available from January 25th, 2013. The band shot the album's artwork in a deserted casino in November 2012. On February 21st, 2013, it was confirmed that the group would join ITV2's new reality series, The Big Reunion. The bands were originally only supposed to perform a one-off concert at the Hammersmith Apollo on February 26, 2013, but the entire show sold out under 5 minutes shortly after the premiere of the first episode on January 31st, 2013. A DVD of the Hammersmith Apollo concert will be released in April 2013. On February 11, it was confirmed that following high ticket demands of the popularity of the Big Reunion, a full 12-day UK tour will be taking place from May 3rd to May 12, 2013. On April 28, Lula was released in the United Kingdom and Ireland. I Can was released as the band's comeback single, which was also used in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2011, held in Dusseldorf, Germany. The song came 11, the contest scoring 100 points. The single was released on May 2011 as a digital download, with physical release the day after. The track peaked at number 16 on the UK single charts, becoming the group's lowest charting single in the UK to date. The song was written by Duncan and Lee with Sarah Bell, Ben Collier, Ian Hope, Liam Keenan, and Norwegian production team Star of Sign. It was produced by Ronnie Severson and Hallgeir Rustin, the lad who previously produced several of Blue's hit singles.
Her Lovers was released on January 4th, 2013 in Germany, 3 weeks prior to the release of the album in the country. The track also serves as the official theme for the German film Schloss Mahler. In an interview, the band claimed that Her Lovers was one of their first tracks they recorded after reuniting, and that it was an obvious choice for the band's reunion single. The track was also co-written by the members along with Jez Ashurst? Don't mind me, I'm sorry. Anyway, David Joss, Martin Schmidt, and Alexander Zelkowski. The band first premiered the song during a concert in China on June 22, 2012. It received a positive reception across Asia before being officially premiered in Germany on October 6, 2012. The creators of the film Schloss Mahler approached the band and asked if the song could be used as the official theme for the film. Thus, the track release gained an early release in Germany on January 4, 2013, before being released across the world later in the year. In promotion of the single, the band performed on The Voice of Romania, as well as embarking on an acoustic wave tour across the 6 cities in Germany. Wild Cheer was released as the second single on May 16, 2013, only in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. The music video premiered the same day. The third single, Break My Heart, was released on June 29th for real premiere and August 2013 for digital download. The single was released as the official single only in Germany and promotional radio single in the United Kingdom. The music video premiered on August 18th. The song was released as the third single in the United Kingdom as part of the Roulette Summer Edition EP on September 2nd, 2013. Broken and Ayo was released as the fourth and fifth single in the United Kingdom and Ireland in the same day, February 2nd, 2014. The music video for Broken premiered on January 31st, 2013. Blue even starred in their own TV program on ITV2 called Blue Go Mad in Ibiza, which followed them as they ran their old bar out in Ibiza. But little did they know that they were being pranked. Everyone involved in the bar, excluding Blue themselves, were actors who purposely made things as awkward as possible. Wait, what? There's no way that could be a prank. Fame also gave the band access to a world of private jets, serious amounts of parties, and sex on tap. Lee said of his past, "I dive in that pot, swam around in it, and took a big happy bite." End quote. And Duncan, who will later come out as gay, admit, I had more than my share of beautiful women on my arm back in those days. Lee sparked shock in 2014 when it was appeared, but this is actually a rumor until today. But anyway, it would be claims that he might have had sex with Duncan James. He was also quoted saying, "We did some crazy with each other. It's not weird, you just high-five each other." Well, it's still a rumor which is not have been confirmed yet. But people were shocked when it came out. But like I said, it was still a rumor. Adding fuel to the fire, he then said during his set on Celebrity Big Brother, "Yeah, I've been with a man. Everyone's done experimental. I'm a well-traveled person," end quote. However, the rumors were cleared up on a later appearance on This Morning, with Duncan insisting it absolutely never happened. He claimed he got a bit of burn from it for the whole story about him and me sleeping together, end quote. And Lee insisted, quote, "I wasn't talking about that. It was about me coming out to say that I had done stuff." In November 2014, Blue announced they signed a 2-album record deal with Sony Music, starting with their first 3-album Colors being released on March 9, 2015. However, Sally underperformed, selling over 4,000 copies, which resulted in the band getting dropped for the label in April. They then embarked on a 60-day tour around the United Kingdom during March and April 2015. On May 9, 2015, they performed at VE Day 70, A Party to Remember, in Horse Guards Parade, London, dressed as World War II RAF officers. In 2017, the group started recording their next album, but the project was canceled when Sony Music did not renew their contract. However, after that, the band decided only to go on tour for the next few years, alternating with his solo projects. Anthony and Duncan focused on the acting career, and Ryan and Lee and Simon released solo songs. In September 2013, Duncan James will file for bankruptcy. Shortly after, the group's company, Blue World LTD, found itself unable to pay the creditors and went into administration. He blamed his financial difficulties on bad property investments for his family. "I've always wanted to give my loved ones roofs over their heads and make sure they were taken care of. So that's what I did," end quote. He said at the time, "Now I've had to sell the home I bought for my mom, and that's been the most heartbreaking part for me. I so wanted to take care of her." Blue singer Simon was devastated when his brother took his own life in 2018. He said, in quote, "I've actually been off social media until recently because I sadly lost my brother to suicide almost 2 months ago. It's something that is taboo. It's taught me that people need to be honest about what they need personally." Simon also shared the tragic news on his Instagram, revealing he was working away when the death scene news came through. "It's 2019, and I feel this is a year where we should be thankful. Stop searching for perfection, because you will never find it. I lost my brother, Strayon. I don't know if I'm saying his name right, to suicide while I was working in Bradford. He was someone I thought I'd see again, and it hurts me deep that people like myself struggle every day with mental health issues. It's taboo and needs to be brought to the forefront. We can all start by asking someone, anyone close to you, how are you really feeling? After that, the key is to listen. Can we start there? I'm back on socials and will support the hashtag Mental Health Awareness Movement, as I always have. Please be brave and talk." Simon will also be the next Blue member to declare himself bankrupt. He said, in quote, and claimed that the group made £82 million in his first 3 years, but that's his former members hardly saw a penny of it. For more than a decade, Anthony bowed his way, starting 2010, when at 5 foot 8 inches, he weighed 40 pounds. I look like a young Pavarotti, doubled the size of the guy I was in Blue. How come I hadn't noticed? I had a double chin, a saggy midriff. I hardly recognized myself, he said after watching himself on TV. He also would go bankrupt as well, making him the third member. Anthony, who said, has seen his earnings drop from 250,000 pounds to 400 pounds a month, also became insolvent around the same time. And Lee will also be the final member to declare bankruptcy. He once had a 10 million pound fortune, meaning that the entire band is now insolvent. It is a very remarkable fall for the group, which has racked up more than 40 number one hits globally and sold over 15 million records. Lee was reportedly forced by a debt collection company to declare bankruptcy and will now have all of his assets frozen. The official order was made in the Central London County Court last month, according to the Daily Mail. Lee's spokesman said Lee has tried to manage his financial commitments from over the years to the best of his abilities, but ultimately concedes that bankruptcy is the best way forward in order for him to provide the best future for his children. In 2019, Blue said they had no plans to release new material, only tours. Well, Blue has had a very, very amazing history, but with bankruptcy and controversy, they never really reached their full potential. Even though they're all talented, they were so underrated. So, who knows? They might come back stronger than ever. You just have to wait. That's it for me, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I do think Blue may or may not make a comeback, but who knows? Anyway, do you have a favorite song by the band? Personally, I heard their music before, and I would say If You Come Back is my favorite. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. In fact, I can't believe we're in season 2 of this podcast already. It's amazing. As I said, I hope you have a great day. I don't even know why I pee myself. I always say, I hope you have a great day. But I'll catch you guys in the next episode. I love you.